relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Remember when men were men and the Democrats weren't lunatics? It's time to make America great again with our nation's most beloved legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you, Mr. Connery. Welcome back to the third hour of America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast. And my, what a 2 hours it's been already. Secretary Alex Azar, Katrina Pearson, Pete Talbot, you are wonderful callers. At the second half of this hour, Mike Lindell, oh my, the reaction to his invoking our Creator and the Bible yesterday in the Rose Garden. The media is going absolutely crazy. But before we get to Mike Lindell, we have a very, very special guest who I will introduce with an audio clip from somebody else. I think her name is Nancy, perhaps. Let's listen to the putative Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, cut 11.
This is such a very, very sad time for us. So we should be taking every precaution. What the president, his denial at the beginning was deadly. His delaying of getting equipment to where it continues, his delaying getting equipment to where it's needed is deadly. When did the president know about this, and what did he know? What did he know, and when did he know it? That's for an after-action review. But as the president fiddles, people are dying, and we just have to take every precaution.
Are you saying that his downplaying ultimately cost American lives?
Yes, I am. I'm saying that.
I think there's somebody on the line who may have an opinion about that reprehensible soundbite. She represents the people of Tennessee. She is a favorite on our show, Senator Marsha Blackburn. Welcome back to America First.
Oh, my goodness. How good to be with you. And I have to tell you, I could not believe she had the nerve to say that and then to accuse the president of causing people to lose their lives. It was Nancy Pelosi who went through the impeachment December 18th, and we came back after the Christmas holidays. She refused to send the paperwork to the Senate. And then we didn't finish with that into February. The coronavirus was already beginning to roil at that point. We had to have our attention on that, but no. We were all tied up with impeachment. And this was of her doing. So, you know, Sebastian, it is just important for us to bear in mind she had choices that she could make, and she chose to push impeachment, to delay impeachment first, and then to push it, and to keep the Senate embroiled in that, and all of the watching world's attention focused on that all the time. She knew that there was a novel coronavirus that had spread, and the accelerator on the spread was through the Chinese New Year. Nancy Pelosi knew all of this, but she made her choice and spent her time on impeachment. So here you go.
So you really represent this great new generation of representatives, of senators that that are more citizens to me than politicians. And as such, you clearly have a very organic relationship, connection to the people that you represent in Tennessee. I have to ask you a question. Does Nancy think that the people of Tennessee or America have forgotten what she was doing in January when the president was closing down air travel to America from China? Does she think that they forgot that she was trying to remove President Trump from office?
She wants to have people forget about that because she was one of those. You had all this cabal on the left, and they were calling him racist and all sorts of things because he restricted air travel. What we know is restricting that air travel is what has bought us some time.
Yes.
So that we can ramp up for it. Because when the World Health Organization and the CDC both, after they found out what was going on in China, they each offered help and assistance. And what did the madmen in Beijing do? They said, no, we don't need your help. And then when they said, give us a sample, an assay, so we can begin to do some testing on this, they delayed that. And then they decided that they had to have some help to get around it and to get past this virus. And then what did they next begin to do? Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, they are now saying, well, we're going to do tests. We're going to manufacture some tests. But the problem with the test is Spain found out they give you a false negative.
Yes.
So people who have been tested and may have the virus may be denied care because of these tests that about half the time were giving an incorrect result. So, you know, they're stealing somebody's intellectual property. They're making these tests. They're not good test, so they have to be sent back. And all the while, this global pandemic would not have been as bad as it is if China had been playing by the rules, if they had been allowing others to know what was going on, if they had accepted the help of the CDC and the WHO, and if they were truly trying to be helpful and not doing things like trying to make money and manufacturing these tests that are not accurate testing kits.
Yeah, incredible. We're talking to Senator Marsha Blackburn. Follow her right now on Twitter, at Marsha Blackburn. We are here also to give you breaking news. Great news out of Texas. Texas will be allowed to instate a temporary ban on abortions in nearly all cases during the corona outbreak because these are elective surgeries, and this is a decision today from the Fifth Circuit Court. Additionally, just texted to me by John Solomon, how long did it take? Not very long. Nevada's governor has surrendered. He's done an about-face. Nevada citizens will be allowed to take the anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine, which he banned just a few days ago. Sense has broken through, at least in Nevada, but not necessarily on Capitol Hill. And that's why we need Marsha Blackburn. Please tell us about this question that nobody's talking about at the moment. We want to save lives. The president has his task force. He's breaking records in developments of vaccines and tests. But what about the culpability of China in all of this? Talk to us, Senator Blackburn, about your resolution with regards to Chinese responsibility.
Yes, and actually I've got three resolutions and or resolution and bills that go after China. The resolution, it's Senate Resolution 553, and your listeners can get more information on my Facebook, on Twitter, or the website, which is blackburn.senate.gov. But this would hold China to account for spreading misinformation and lies, for blaming this on the U.S. military, withholding information, refusing to allow the World Health Organization and the CDC in to help with this. And we need to hold them to account. And the reason I'm doing this, I think it is vitally important that the Communist Party in China realize that the U.S. Senate knows what they did. We know what they did. And they, whether we need to let them know that their inappropriate response to this has caused a lot of people suffering and has caused the loss of life of thousands of people. And we realize it, and we will hold them to account for it. And I'm one of those. I think the thing to do is to have them waive some of the U.S. debt. They own over $1 trillion of our debt. So to pay for this, they should waive some of their debt.
Yes, a fabulous idea. That's Senate Resolution 553. You can find more at blackburn.senate.gov. In the last minute we have with you, Senator Marsha Blackburn, what is your message to your constituents in Tennessee, and what is your message to the American people at this time of a national emergency?
It is important that everyone remember to follow the CDC guidelines. Stay home as much as you can when you go out. Practice social distancing. Be sure you wash your hands a lot. Make certain that you are using hand sanitizers and you're wiping down every package that comes to your house, every package on food that is coming into your house. Use good common sense. Remember every night to say your prayers and just ask the Lord for favor for our nation as we work through this. Ask for peace for those that are suffering.
Wow. That's the language that America was built with. And that's why America loves this senator. She's Marsha Blackburn. Follow her on Twitter at Marsha Blackburn and also blackburn.senate.gov. God bless you, Senator. Stay safe. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Portions of America First are sponsored by Moral Compass LLC's No Safe Spaces movie.
G is in the house on America First.
How are you weathering the Chinese coronavirus insanity? Are you doing okay? Is your job still there? Are you surviving? If so, please, it's the last day. Join my Food for the Poor campaign. Thank you to all of you who are supporting, who are providing food for the starving children in the remotest parts of Guatemala, like the children of Catalino Gomez in the mountain community of La Culebra, who spoke through a translator.
I always have the hope and the attitude to go out and find something for me to give the family. The United States is a big country because there are a lot of people that from Guatemala, they travel to the United States and they send money to the families here. So I would say to people in the United States that if they have the possibilities to help people like us that are living in extreme poverty, I will ask them to please give something from that they have.
Go to sebgorka.com right now and click on the Feed the Starving Families banner. That's sebgorka.com, Feed the Starving Families banner. Be a modern missionary in this time of Lent. Now I have a very exciting little snippet of the latest Gorka's cabinet interview with none other than the director of investigations for that incredible organization, Judicial Watch. Chris Farrell sat down with us for a whole hour, and here is a little teaser of our latest Gorka's Cabinet video. Full video. Walk us through that 90s, which a colleague of mine, an Army colleague of mine, said was kind of a decade of strategic malaise. Nobody really knew what the big threat is,
right.
And we had competing ideas. Oh, is it ethnic war? Is it WMD proliferation? Is it the rise of China? Is it a resurgence? So it's just confusion. And then we get whacked in the face on 9/11. And then we have DHS created. We have the Director of National Intelligence. So walk us through, if you will, Chris Farrell's take on what happened after the very clear mission that you had kind of goes up in smoke.
Right. I will tell you that. So as a preface, In addition to doing counterespionage work, I also cross-trained and went over and became a clandestine human intelligence
officer. Explain what that means.
So the Army has a capability, right? The Department of Defense, through DIA, has a capability to do the same sort of espionage work that people think of when they think of the CIA.
So right? Running agents and
so,
stuff.
So there are military case officers yep. who are doing the exact same thing as CIA case officers, but they're doing it with a slightly different sort of focus. And so I was trained to do that as well. But I can tell you that, you know, while in training, a very senior guy who had lots of experience in any number of CIA stations, you know, brought the class together.
So this isn't DIA training. This is CIA training for you and Army guys.
Correct. And he says to us, we have no friends. And everyone kind of looks. And there's a sheepish hand or two saying, you know, what about the Brits? What about the Canadians? What about, you know, whatever, pick your favorite.
The Israelis, whatever, right.
And he looks and says, we have no friends. We have occasional instances.
Overlap.
Where we have cooperation right. and sort right. of mutually beneficial arrangements. They're all very obvious, and it's the ones we just mentioned. But we have no friends. And we need to remember that, and I think this coronavirus points that out as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, everyone's very interested in taking care of themselves, and rightfully so. But, you know, we need to – America's interests must come first, always. And we have great friends and allies that we cooperate with, and we should, and that's wonderful. But in the end, it's up to us, right? And so that's instructive when it comes to what happened – you know, like post 92, let's say.
How long, when did you leave the military?
So I left the military January 94.
Okay.
And the part of the reason why I left is because we won the Cold War.
Peace dividends.
Correct. And so from like 92 to 94, when I finally said goodbye, good luck, I'm out of here, you know, we could not get an operation off the ground. You know, any number of different operational concepts, proposals that were submitted. The answer was, you know, not necessarily always no. Maybe it was wait. Everyone was very gun-shy.
Because of money or because of lack of threat perception?
Both. I think it was a question of, hey, look, we're going to get cut. We know we are, so we need to really scale back, scale down, because we just can't. You know, the boogeyman went away, right? That was sort of the thinking, very naively. They didn't go anywhere, frankly.
Right. Change the labels.
Yeah.
KGB becomes SVR.
But a letterhead change doesn't do much to the guys who are still doing the same thing.
Right.
But that letterhead change, you know, a lot of people jumped on the bandwagon and said, okay, they're all gone. They're not all gone. So there was a funding issue. And so there was a very peculiar, within the that world that I was operating in, there's a very peculiar sort of downshifting or putting the engine in neutral and kind of coasting. You know, and folks are kind of throwing their hands up and saying, well, you know, well, we won, so what? And then folks got all distracted. And it was, well, maybe we should be gathering economic intelligence. Well, if we gather economic intelligence, who gets to pick the winners and losers? Where does that intelligence go? To who? When? Who gets to decide? So there was a lot of sort of wandering, you know, in the desert. People just didn't know what the hell they were doing or where they were going. And that harmed us deeply because it sort of set the groundwork or
the conditions
the mentality that we were adrift you know, and then you end up with a 9/11 where it's, well, how could this have happened, and it was an intelligence failure, and it, you know, it goes on and on. Some of that criticism is very accurate and valid and true. Some of it is, well, look, you know, I know people who are doing tremendous work, and they're being told to, you know, shut up and sit in the corner.
As you can see, we had a lot of fun with Chris Farrell. We sat down, no commercials, no interruptions. We didn't even wear headphones. And we talked about his life as a counterintelligence officer in the U.S. Army during the Cold War, catching the bad guys, messing with our enemies, and then the confusion after the end of the Cold War, and then his becoming the director of investigations for that incredible organization fighting corruption in the swamp, Judicial Watch, judicialwatch.org. If you want to see the whole video, which is exclusively only available to the members of my subscription service, Gorka's Cabinet, go to our website right now, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com.
Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner. Annual membership is just $59.95, and you get access to all of our behind-the-scenes information, videos, long-form interviews, and my take on the real stories behind the fake news. That's Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Join my cabinet today. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. And next up, fresh from his visit to the president yesterday in the White House, where he spoke at the podium, it's your favorite TV personality when it comes to sneaking out of bathroom cabinets. Yes, indeed, Mike Lindell, our guest host here on America First on the incredible, the disgusting media reaction to his words from the Rose Garden yesterday. Mike Lindell, the man who invented my pillow, next here on America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, Sebastian Gorka. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Job Creators Network.
God gave us grace on November 8, 2016 to change the course we were on. God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. Our president gave us so much hope where just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, the lowest unemployment, and wages going up. It was amazing. With our great president, vice president, and this administration, and all the great people in this country praying daily, we will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger and safer than ever.
I've been saying it since 2016, that back then, God opened a small, grace-filled window to bring us a new president called Donald J. Trump, who I had the high honor of working for in the White House. And yesterday, our good friend, guest host, and the man behind the incredible MyPillow empire, Mike Lindell, said the same thing from his podium standing next to the president in the Rose Garden. And was it a breath of fresh air? God bless you, Mike Lindell. Welcome back to America First.
Oh, thanks for having me on again. It's been a wild 2 days. Let me tell you, every media outlet in the country, I had 750 text messages when I left the White House. I was with the president for about a half hour after that.
You were supposed to be on my show yesterday, and you stayed with the president till 7:30. How dare you, Mike Lindell?
But you know what? And then I tried to answer texts till 2 a.m.
Wow.
My company is everything's going on now. I couldn't believe the media is taking what I said, because I turned to the president. I said, "Well, I'm going to say some stuff off the cuff now." And what a terrible thing to say, to see, you know, use this time to read your Bibles and spend time with your family, and you know that God has given us grace, and of course there's media outlets out there just attacking.
And let's be clear here: why you were there? Incredible things happened yesterday in the White House. The president, with the help of Abbott Industries, unveiled the new point of care testing machine that tells you at your doctor's, at your clinic, within 5 minutes if you have the coronavirus. Then the fact that we're having 3 million. Chloroquine tablets donated to America by biopharmaceuticals. And you were there, Mike, to say what? 75% of your MyPillow production capacities has now been dedicated to what?
To making face masks. We're up to 10,000 a day, and I hope to get to 50,000 a day. But I'll tell you, also, We got, you know, calls from across the country. I'm doing checking on sanitizers and the other kind of mask, and we just went into full help for the people and in full production. And it's amazing.
You are living the American life. You are helping the first line of response against this threat. And then we have this kind of reaction from a man who says he's a journalist but is a political hack. This is Abilio Jim Acosta reacting to Mike Lindell's incredible speech at the White House yesterday.
I think these briefings could be, I think, better designed. The president could come out, say a few words in terms of what his administration is doing, not have these, you know, PR stunts like Mr. Pillow coming out and giving a plug for his company and that sort of thing.
PR stunts. Plug for
your company. I want to say something to that because that's the first I've heard it. I sat in front of the president and I looked back and there he was and I just feel the evil. I'm sorry. That man is evil to say stuff like this. He shouldn't be a journalist. He's CNN shouldn't even be allowed there. That is horrible. What he just did there, I wasn't promoting my company. I was telling how other, you know, I went out, we're trying to help people. And then I spoke out about God and, to give some people hope. I want to tell people in this country, I'm an optimist, and I left that White House and listened to how the president is getting, you know, hey, Mike, you know, look at this. They said this would take a year to get. We did it in 2 weeks. He's engaging private sector, and this is what he's doing. Why not have these people there that are, you know, these companies that have all in to help this country so we can get back to work? That what he just said there, that's the first time I heard it, and as you can hear it in my voice, that is pure evil. I'm sorry. I've never heard anything like that. How dare him say that? I want everyone out there, you know what? This president's doing the best job of anyone. I would not trust anyone in the world to be in charge of what's going on right now than Donald Trump.
Well, Mike Lindell, I speak on behalf of so many Americans. I presume most of my listeners here on our national radio platform. God bless you for doing what you are doing right now. We thank you. You are saving lives and you are dedicating your company to help respond to the president's call for breaking the back of the Chinese coronavirus. We need more Mike Lindell's, and we need less Jim Acosta's in this world. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. He's not a journalist. He's not a good man. He should become what he should actually admit to what he is, a political hack and a political activist. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that is natural, and pain relief that has no negative side effects. How do I know this? I don't read a script. I don't need a script. I live it every single day and have done for the last 16 months. If you look at the incredible video testimonials of Americans at ReliefFactor.com, you'll see people who are getting their lives back thanks to this incredible product. Order your 3-week quick starter pack right now to find out if it could work for you like it works for me. $19.95, which works out at less than a dollar a day. Do it right now. You deserve to be the next Relief Factor success story. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with the great Mike Lindell here on America First.
This is obviously above my pay grade. I don't make the call that we take them or not, but it seems crazy to me that everyone's still taking them when you got the MyPillow guy getting up there talking about reading the Bible.
Unbelievable. That was Chris Hayes, who has a problem with the Bible in America. Somebody who doesn't, a man who's proud of our Judeo-Christian heritage, is my friend. He's a friend, a supporter of the president. You know who he is. He wears our Savior's cross every time you see him on his MyPillow advertisements. He's a supporter of this show. This show doesn't exist without Mike Lindell. Follow him at Real Mike Lindell. He's a man who's making N95 masks. He's making those masks that protect our first responders with his MyPillow factories. Please support him. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Use my name, G-O-R-K-A, to buy his products, because right now he is helping all Americans on the front line. 75% of MyPillow
capacity is being used to make those masks. Mike Lindell, God bless you. Tell us why you took that decision. Why you decided to dedicate the majority of your capacity when other businesses are surviving just to stay alive, you're making masks for our first responders.
Yeah, well, first I want to correct that. We're not making N95s.
Sorry, no, you're making the cloth ones. You're making the cloth ones, correct.
We're making the cotton, and what we are in a great position where we're hearing all over where we think we're going to get N95s. Whatever we're getting out to the hospitals as fast as we can and the first responders. About a week and a half ago, a couple weeks ago, I said, I've got to help out. The president was reaching out, for a private sector to get involved, anybody that could be, and I had heard that. And I called up the vice president's office, and they said they already had a task force that was set up as coalition where I could call them and get information on what's out there, what are they looking for. I did my due diligence, found out that they wanted 160 thread counter better, and my fabric is 205 double, which was 405, so... Then I had to find the elastic and do all this. But my passion is to help people and help us get back where, we're not going to get, it's going to be a different footprint coming out of this, but we've got to get through this and save lives. Right now, it's saving lives.
Yes.
In the future, these masks and stuff are going to be for preventing stuff, I believe. And I just couldn't sit by idly and not do anything.
You have campaigned for this president. You've traveled the country at your own cost to get the message of making America great again. Why are you so convinced that this is the man who's going to foster our country through this national crisis out the other side stronger than ever? What is it about Donald Trump that you see as being the man to save America?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm a very optimistic person, and I went to the White House yesterday. I was there, I think, 6 hours, maybe 7 hours. And the time spent with him and watching him, and then we had a roundtable thing with these other CEOs, and they're talking in there, these other guys, what he's done, where it would take a year to get something approved, 2 weeks, got it done, it's already made. Or like a governor called him, this governor called him and said, hey, I'm getting blocked by the FDA, and he unblocked it in 2 hours. Boom, it's approved. This guy, our president, is the most common sense, pragmatic person I've ever seen. I've never met anybody he's like a computer. And he's a great listener. He'll take in all the information, and it's problem solution. But here's the real important, I want everybody to hear. It's not just problem solution. He has a gift from God that knows what it's going to manifest to. What that solution, what's going to be down the road? What is it going to manifest to? And I mean, I've never seen anything like it that where he can take all in the information. And I can tell you right now, not just to him for being president, I wouldn't want anybody in charge of our families, of our nation, and anything other than Donald Trump. And I mean that from all my heart. I mean, when I left the White House I'm optimistic. I left there with triple my optimism way up on, wow.
Look, I've seen it in real life. The man is an information vacuum cleaner. He sucks it up and then he decides. He doesn't have another meeting. He decides, and it is supernatural how his gut instincts are almost always right on the money. That's Donald J. Absolutely. Trump, our president. Support this man. Follow him on Twitter, Real Mike Lindell. His company is MyPillow.com. He has offered you the biggest discounts if you use my name, G-O-R-K-A. If you support him, you're supporting this show. If you support him, you're also making it easier for Mike Lindell to make those masks that are saving lives during this Chinese coronavirus national emergency. In the last 2 minutes we have with you, Mike, can you share with us? It was so touching. It was just a joy to watch that video. I watched it live as you finished your remarks about what you were doing, how your capacity is switching to making the masks at the MyPillow factories. And then you said, Mr. President, I've just prepared some final remarks by hand. And you made those comments about families, about God, about prayer and reading the Bible. Why did you give us that message, Mike Lindell?
I just felt I was actually inside the White House, and he was talking to the other CEOs, and I just felt I had to give a message to people of hope at this time, and I jotted some down on the back of the paper, and I was so nervous up there, but I just felt right. I just turned to the president. I said, can I say more off the cuff here? And I just felt, and I couldn't even read my writing. I think God gave me those words to help people, you know, be at home with your family. We get in the Bible. Let's get our country back to God. Let's all be praying. Let's all be praying for our president to make these great decisions and to get our country back working. Because when we come out the other side, we're going to be a safer and more secure country. And this is a time for the greatest revival, I believe, in the history of the world to bring people back to Jesus Christ.
I just want to know one thing. Were you more nervous yesterday or when you hosted America First, my show? Because I heard what? You were a little bit nervous. You had some butterflies, didn't you, Mike?
Your show was very nervous because I had never done that on the other end. And if you read my book, this out, What Are the Odds? That's my thing. I could never speak.
You've got to check this man's book out. It's From Crackhead to CEO, What Are the Odds? He's Mike Lindell. What he did yesterday shouldn't be the exception, shouldn't be the anomaly, shouldn't be the oddity. That should be the norm, bringing Americans back to our creator and to our founding principles, because we need a revival, and this could be the catalyst to give us that revival. I can't wait to see you back in the White House. I can't wait to see you in studio. God bless you, Mike Lindell, and everyone who's working in your company, MyPillow. Wow. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are blessed to have Americans like him in this country right now. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor is real. Relief Factor works. Relief Factor is natural with no negative side effects. If you're suffering from daily pain right now, you should do what I do. I take Relief Factor every morning with my morning tea. I take it with my dinner. Why? Because it works. I had a low back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, for almost a decade. And then I took Relief Factor. Within 2 weeks, it was gone. I trebled my dose after my recent knee surgery. Why? Because it had the right effect. It targets the inflammation, which is the cause of the pain, and doesn't mask your pain receptors like regular painkillers. Try it for yourself. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com. Go now. You deserve to be the next success story. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
How far we have fallen. How is it that White House, quote-unquote, senior White House correspondents for national cable platforms can have a problem with an expression of Christian faith at a time of national emergency? God bless Mike Lindell. We need more Mike Lindells. We have to understand that without faith, our founding fathers would not have established this nation. Without George Washington praying before battle, this colonial real estate would not have cleaved from the most powerful empire in the world. Mike Lindell is right. It is time for renewal. And this national emergency could be the catalyst for that renewal of a nation and its spirit. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you want to hear more on those lines, please do check out my new book, The War for America's Soul. You can purchase it at our website. You can get signed copies at sebgorka.com. Additionally, if you're out of things to watch, then you've got to check out my friend, my fellow colleague, Dennis Prager's documentary, No Safe Spaces. If you want to watch a film that's actually edifying, that you will learn from, then go to nosafespaces.com to live stream this. We're going to give you 25% off right now. It's co-hosted by Adam Carolla and has special guests to include Jordan Peterson, Tim Allen, Ben Shapiro, and many, many more. That's nosafespaces.com. And lastly, to reiterate, our guest at the top of the show today, Secretary Alex Azar, there are people out there, there are nations out there who are trying to use propaganda and misinformation against you and against our nation and to halt or at least slow down our recovery. Don't let them. Don't give in to the memes and the texts from somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. Did you hear what Secretary Azar said? I get my information from coronavirus.gov. That's where you should get yours. Coronavirus.gov, whitehouse.gov, and cdc.gov. And don't forget, please, look up the local times and locations for the nearest blood donor activity. Start with the Red Cross. That's the easiest. Everybody's talking about masks and personal protective equipment and vaccines and hydroxychloroquine. Okay, but now more than ever, we need to remember how important it is that all of our hospitals, all of our ERs have requisite blood supply. So please give blood this week, this weekend. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Watch your six, my friends. Keep your head on a swivel. Never give up. Never give in. And now, more than ever, stay frosty, my friends.